Isn't it amazing what love will do to people sometimes? There was a man living not so far out of Innes, 2 or 3 miles out the Kilrush Road, and he was seeing this girl in the town. And every evening when he'd have his farm work done, off he'd go on the bike. And what they did between that and the time he came home, I don't know, you don't know, and it don't concern us. Now, that was all right during the summer when the nights were long and he had no need of a light on his bike. But when the winter days began to close in and it was dark early, I tell you, the peelers, the policemen of the time, they used to be out watching for fellas just like himself with no lights on the bike, because naturally enough, he had no lamp. And if he had a lamp, he mightn't use it. Anyway, it was in the month of November, and he was coming in and out as usual, and one evening on his way, about 2 miles from the town, these two big peelers stood out in the road in front of him and says, "Ha ha, we have you. At last, you're coming this way for a long time, but we have you now." And they warned him there and then that if they caught him the second time without the lamp on his bike, in they'd carry him to the lock-up inside Innes, and God knows when he might see his lady love again. Oh, those boys, they had no mercy. Well, he went home very sheepish, and I suppose love did its thing. He forgot all about the advice he got from those two big men, and he came in the next night and the next night and didn't get caught. But it was towards the end of the month, a wet, dreary, miserable night, and he was just going out by Cahircalla when he got the nudge from one of his friends. "Aye, there's a couple of fellas out the road there that you don't want to see. They're waiting under the big tree, and they'll be out for you. Go another road if you can." Well, of course, the night that was in it, he had no coat, the poor man, and he wanted to get home the fastest way he could. "Blessed it," says he, "if I take the road up by Darra and down the other way, I'll be drowned by the time I get home." And he says to himself, "The sensible thing to do would be to stop at a house and get a lamp, a loan of it, and I'll bring it back tomorrow." And that's what he did. Stopped at this little boreen because he saw a light up along from him, and put his bike against the ditch, walked up the boreen, and knocked on the door, and the door was opened, and he saw into this small little kitchen where there was a fire lighting and a dim lamp lighting inside. And a small man stood there, and he explained himself, and he said, "Excuse me for disturbing you, sir, but I'm in a bit of a spot." Told the story about the policeman waiting for him, and, "Don't worry," says the man, "don't worry. I have something here for you." Went over to the dresser and brought out a lamp, an ordinary cycle lamp, and he lit it, and he handed it to the man, and he says, "Hiya, whatever you do, don't quench that lamp, because if you do, you won't be able to light it again. And hiya, if it serves your purpose tonight, bring it back to me when you can. I will, and thank you very much." Off he went down the boreen, put it on his bike, lighting, and off he went whistling in the dark. Well, when he came to the big tree, there were the two peelers and their capes on them, but they were soaked to the skin, in a bad mood too, and they stood out on the road in front of him. And when they saw who it was, they were disgusted to see him with a light. They wouldn't even have the satisfaction of carrying him in a prisoner that night. He went on out beyond them, gave them good night, gentlemen, isn't it beautiful soft weather, and went home. And when he was about a half a mile from home, the night cleared up, the moon came out, and the clouds cleared away. And he says to himself, "God, isn't it a pity to be wasting this fine lamp on that kind man? I'll quench it." And he did. Came in home, put his bike away, put the lamp up on the dresser, and thought no more about it until the following day. When he got up and he looked at the dresser, he was getting his breakfast, and he saw the lamp. "Oh," he says, "I'll have to go in early this evening to give back that. Might be delayed." It was only an excuse for him, of course, to go in to see herself early, and that's what he did. But he stopped at the boreen, but there was something strange. It was the same place, he was nearly sure, but where was the boreen? Oh, there was the marks and the signs of the little road all right, but the whole place was grown in. Bushes across the way, like no one had travelled it for years. He was scratching his head, but fair, he looked and he looked up, and there was the little house, but it didn't look the same. It looked like there was no one living there for years. The walls were all broken. The roof was caved in. Yes, he said, "I must be dreaming." He went to a neighbour's house that was nearby and up to the door, knocked, asked them, tell me, you see, who living down there? I could swear I was there last night. You see, I borrowed a lamp and I'd like to give it back. And yet the man of the house was looking at him and he shoved back like he was mad. God knows, you see, you're mistaken, stranger. There's no one living in that house for the last 25 years. And he described the man then and there that gave him the lamp. Oh, yes, he's the man that was there, but God, he's dead all of that time, half a lifetime. I'd say, stranger, if you kept going now, you'd be better off. Well, he did keep going, and he was a very subdued man that evening, talking to his girlfriend. And he explained his case to her, and all she said was, look, there's something strange about that lamp, because try as he might, and fiddle with it as he might, he couldn't get it lighting again. He took it into a bicycle shop, and the man behind the shop couldn't get it lighting. He sent it to Dublin, he sent it to Sheffield and other places in England where they made such lamps, and every one of them sent it back to him and said, hey, whatever it is, we can't light it. There must be some fault in the machinery of it. But he knew there was no fault, because there was precious little machinery in those lamps. He put it away, up on the top of the dresser in the dusty corner, and he never used that lamp again. And a short time after that, he was able to stop using that road at night also, because he married his girlfriend. And he was glad, really, because he never, ever felt right passing that little Boreen after that night.